Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. It is the Oppo Insight. I'm Paul Meach, and I'm joined today by Jack Reed from Talk Norwich City, a very happy man as Norwich just had a big procession back to the Premier League. Jack, thanks so much for taking the time to join us, mate. As we say, you just seem happy, you seem relaxed, you know, you've had a great season and now you get to go back to the ground again. What's not to like? Well,
yeah, Paul, thanks so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure. I think I was relaxed up until about Monday this week, and then the fear starts to set in. You know, thoughts of that performance at Anfield a couple of seasons back when we're 4-0 down in 40 minutes. Fears of Salah and Firmino and Mane running up against Grant Hanley starts to set in. But the joy of being able to get back to Carrow Road is, you know, overwhelming. Cannot wait to get back. Cannot wait to see Norwich City back in the Premier League. It's been a positive 12 months for Norwich City. Nobody else but Norwich City. So looking forward to seeing what it's like on the pitch.
Yeah, it's an interesting point that actually, because you know it's about the Carrow Road thing, and I was thinking about it as like, yeah, I get those fears, and we'll talk a little bit about how the teams will sort of go up against each other in a bit. But you know, it's a 5:30 kickoff, right? It's, you know, you're newly promoted, you're champions. There's a full stadium. Like, for all those fears, you're not getting a better platform than that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the late kickoff on our own, you suspect that, you know, most of the country will be tuned in some capacity.
All behind you. No one will want us to win that.
Well, you know, the fact that we're up against Liverpool means that the audience will be far greater, and it is going to be loud. I suspect it will be loud up and down the country, but even more so with Norwich, there'll be signings there we haven't seen in flesh yet. We players there that have, you know, never played in front of a crowd. Some of the younger players will have never played in front of a crowd. So it's going to take some adapting for them and probably adapting for us as well. I haven't been in a crowd that big for God knows how long. So, yeah, can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think that, and we can't help but we do it because Liverpool have had a tremendous record against Norwich, you know, at times, even when it's been a close run thing. You know, think about Adam Lallana, late winners back in 2016.
Yeah, try not to think about that.
I only remember that because my daughter was born the next day, so I was up till about 5:00 the next morning after that one. So it was a decent one. But yeah, obviously Jurgen Klopp getting his glasses broken, all that kind of stuff. But people remember Suarez, and you know, and you know, him having a field day against you guys. But like as I say, you know, you whimpered out of the league last time around, but you gave Man City a couple of bloody noses. So I think the idea that this is going to be Liverpool, oh, we've got a great history, I'm not sure how relevant that necessarily is for this game.
Yeah, I think the difference in quality between the two sides is apparent. But I think people forget Norwich did put up a fight last summer in the Premier League until COVID came, and then Project Restart was just a complete write-off and a disaster. But we started the season well. We beat Man City. We absolutely wiped Newcastle off the pitch. And we the first 10 games we were in the mix, and then injuries came, and you know, it all unraveled. I think this is a different Norwich team this time though, and I think the way we play will be new to certain people that haven't watched the Championship, and I don't expect people to be watching the Championship. But some things have changed, but you still look at the two sides. I mean, the quality is, there's a stark difference between both of us.
Oh, look, I, to the point, I think you're right. I'm not trying to draw out from you here, like, oh, yeah, we're going to smash Liverpool because we're at home. But, I mean, just for the love of the game and all that kind of stuff, I'm a bit gutted we're not at home first game because, you know, we've had a couple of friendlies with fans in and those atmospheres were amazing. But, you know, in terms of starting off, and as I say, I mentioned, you know, Norwich have a style of play, and particularly when you've got people there screaming you on, you know, smallish ground, you know, you're going to make a fair old din. There's definitely you've got that on your side. That's to my point. When you talk about it, great, you might have another, you know, 10 games in, you might be an easier prospect. You were saying on the extra show we've just recorded, which is going to be streaming on the website, you know, you reach a point where it's kind of done, so you've got a hard start to the season. I'd rather play you after that start, you know, when you're all demoralised and all the high of coming up has gone away, so it could be worse. I just want to say it's actually to people watching us live, if you want to get any questions in for Jack to get a little bit more insight into how Norwich are going to be, then please do leave them in the comments. We did get one here from Sharif Ahmed, who says, still getting Suarez PTSD.
I mean, that was just ridiculous, isn't it? Them couple of years, you know, the first game where, I can't remember, the first game he plays against, I think that's the one where he scores from the halfway line, gets his hat trick, you go into the next one with vivid memories, then he scores four, and then he scores another four in just the most ridiculous fashion from halfway line, the volley, the chip, and it's like, it was just a never-ending scar that was just continually opened up. There are no fans happier to see the back of Suarez from the Premier League than Norwich fans. The bloke was an absolute joke. It was ridiculous, really.
It's funny, actually. You did an interview with John Ruddy a couple of years ago, didn't you? And he was talking about that. And yeah, I imagine he still carries some emotional scars.
Yeah, definitely. I can't remember the quote off the top of my head, but he infamously accidentally knocked out Didier Drogba coming from a cross, and he said he just wished he'd done that to Luis Suarez early on, just to let him know he was there and just end the pain that he was suffering every game. He said he's never come up against a striker as unique and as versatile as him. The 10 odd goals he scored against us in the couple of seasons he played us were remarkable, and add that to the portfolio of other goals he scored against different clubs, the man was phenomenal.
So, look, let's talk about Norwich and how they're going to play. Because, you know, you mentioned there, you know, we started the season against you last time. You know, we were at Anfield that time. And you're right, Liverpool did end up sort of wiping the floor with Norwich to some extent. But it's easy. I mean, this is one of those things that sounds pathetic when you're talking about it after the fact. You know, it's easy to say this from a winning position than a losing position. Norwich gave Liverpool a really good game in that first half. Like, there was a couple of times where they got in behind and caused us some problems. Liverpool went 10 games into that season. And I remember saying, like, we'd come up against, I think, I remember a couple of the big teams we'd come up against. I think it was Arsenal saying, like, Norwich gave us a better game than some of Liverpool's so-called rivals. Is that something that's still very much at the core of what you do? You're going to come out and give it a good go? Or do you think Farke's going to be a little bit more pragmatic having been through this cycle once before?
Yeah, I think the latter. We were incredibly naive the last time we came into the Premier League. And what you've just said there, Paul, in terms of, you know, we gave you a good run, but it didn't quite work out. That's quite nice to hear the first couple of times. But when you hear that every single week, it's incredibly draining. And it's really frustrating. There was a period around Christmas where we took the lead in five consecutive games and walked away from them five games without a single point. And it's like, there's only so much of the pretty football you can take. Now, I'm not saying I want Norwich to, and they won't go back to a Chris Hughton style of football that kept us in the Premier League, but was so incredibly dull. Norwich City have become slightly more tactically sound. We've become slightly less offensive. And we've really invested in our defensive line. But also we've got players that have played in the Premier League now, Max Aarons and Todd Cantwell and Timu Pukki and Tim Krul. All of these players now have that Premier League experience. And I think that's going to help hugely. Coming up, there almost felt an expectation from opposition fans that Norwich were this fresh team that will take it to opposition. And it worked against Manchester City. And that was almost the worst thing that could have happened, because people then knew what to expect from us. And because it had worked once, we felt like it could work every other week. And Premier League teams and Premier League managers are just so well-tuned that they can just block that out so quickly. So, yeah, we're not like that. Well, I hope we're not like that now. We weren't in the Championship. Whether that translates to the Premier League is another question.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, if you can do that to Man City again, though, that would be absolutely tremendous because that provided everyone with so much happiness from a Liverpool perspective last year. No, it will be interesting to see because I think that's it, isn't it? Is that there's a lot of teams that come up and have ambitions to play, you know, good football, and that's admirable. And, you know, we joked about it earlier about how, you know, there actually might be something to going up and down, you know, and playing, continuing to play entertaining football, but doing it really well in the Championship every now and again, as opposed to being a team that just plays dour, horrible, miserable football, but sits in the Premier League and achieves nothing in the process. But, you know, I suppose this time around, would you settle? Would you sell your soul a little bit in this regard just to get, just for that one more season of stability?
No, I don't think you necessarily have to sell your soul. I think you have to be clever and you have to make the most of the strengths of your players in the squad. But I think our style has developed now over the course of 12 plus months that we won't have to revert back to this horrible Pulis, Houghton-esque style to find slightly more victory. I think mindset's a big thing. Daniel Farke spoke lots about Burnley, and I know they've got a certain style of football. But from a mindset perspective, I think they went the start of last season picking up maybe a point from their first seven games and still went on to survive. Norwich didn't seem like they had the ability to go on bad runs and break out of them, and that's so important in the Premier League. There will be stretches for Norwich City where we go six games without winning a game, but it's then crucial that we pick up two wins after that, for example. So I think it's a mindset thing. But yeah, like we have to adapt our style because you can get away with this expansive way of playing if you're a Leeds United with one of the best managers in the world and an incredibly big budget compared to Norwich City's. You can't get away with it when you're Norwich City and the maximum you can spend on a player is £12 million. It's not possible. You don't have the disparity in quality is just too big to get away with it.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Well, talk to me a little bit then about the players that you know, you mentioned the signing fees and what have you. Billy Gilmore in on loan, I saw a little clip. You're very, very excited at prospect. Liverpool fans will know him well, of course. I think he won Man of the Match against us in the FA Cup prior to lockdown. And you said to me on the Insight Extra show earlier, he seems to have really settled in so far.
Yeah, Gilmore looks incredible. And this is the difference between the Premier League and the Championship, right? Is Billy Gilmore can't get into the Chelsea side and already looks a world apart from any of our other midfielders. And these types of players are awash amongst the likes of your squads and Manchester City's. You can tell the difference in quality, the ability to find the pass. He just gets about the pitch so majestically. So he's been a really shrewd signing and hopefully he'll fill the role of Oliver Skipp. He was another loan signing we had. He was from Tottenham. He did exceptionally well in the Championship. But I think Tottenham now deem him of a quality that he'll probably be fighting out for their first team. So it's an obvious step up from Norwich. So Gilmore's come in and has settled well. And then the others are kind of unknowns, really. Young, exciting prospects where they might work and they might not. Christos Zolis will be coming in from Pauwik in Greece. He's incredibly highly rated. Josh Sargent, who's an American international. He's come in from Werder Bremen, as well as Milo Rashica. I think that 48% of Daniel Farke's money spent since he's been here has now gone to one single club, and that's Werder Bremen. So they're loving us. So lots of these kind of young players with something to prove, but still around the £10 million price bracket, you never quite know what to make of it. But that's big money for Norwich City. So we've certainly spent considerably more than we did last time, which is pleasing.
We had a question here asking, do we think Josh Sargent's going to make his debut at the weekend?
He'll be in the squad. I don't think he will be the first choice. I think it will be Timu Pukki who starts up front. I doubt that Daniel Farke will start two strikers. The man to look out for, though, is Christos Zolis. Now, he's not officially signed yet. It should be announced today or on Thursday. And apparently he's double jabbed, which means he doesn't have to isolate. I know it's incredibly 2021, isn't it? Which means he doesn't have to isolate. So as long as we get the signing through by Friday, he should be on the starting 11. And there's a lot of excitement around him.
Brilliant. There's a question here from Lily and Rama. So, Jack, where do you think your team can be exposed? I mean, do you even know, because having walked all over the championship, are you even aware of what the weaknesses could be in that side?
Well, defensively, the thing, when you're a Norwich fan and when you're Daniel Farke and you're going up against Liverpool, as we are this week, the expectation isn't necessarily to score goals, because you're not going into these games expecting to win. If you pick up a goal here or there, happy days. It's all about, you know, keeping the door shut and staying sound defensively. Now, the last time we were in the Premier League, we, you know, left the door wide open and just welcomed goals in. We can't do that this time. We've invested in Ben Gibson, Dimitri Yiannoulis, who have improved the back line considerably. If we can just keep tight for the first half, go into the break level, that's the boys will have in the back of their head, that's far better than what happened last time we played you. I think we've got a chance then. We just need to stay tight, but the defense is still a worry, because it's young and going up against, I would say, one of the best, you know, strike forces, attacking lines in the Premier League. There's room for exposure there.
Yeah, just a couple of bits and pieces, really, then, Jack. Todd Cantwell, we've seen him linked away. Obviously, we know Buendia's moved on. Do you think there's any world in which Norwich let him move this summer? Is that you've in selling Buendia, you've closed the door on having to sell anyone else?
No, I mean, if the Norwich model is, if anyone comes in with a bid that they deem the asking price, they will be sold, no matter who it is. Norwich City want £40 million for Todd Cantwell. If Liverpool, if Aston Villa, if someone from abroad comes in with £40 million, he's gone. He's in the last year of his contract. I don't think he will go. I think Villa were the club sniffing the hardest around him as a kind of Grealish replacer, and he's got the ability to score goals and provide assists. But unfortunately, when you're a self-sustaining football club, and big clubs come knocking with sizable amounts of money, that's the next five seasons of the club's future secured. So if the price is right, he's gone.
Yeah. Well, that's just shite, isn't it? But it is.
That's what I wanted to say, but I just sort of elongated it in a manner. But that's exactly right. It's just shit.
We've got a question here from Red Zabby. I'll trust his understanding on this. He says, fixed the set piece issues. Have you guys had set piece issues?
Well, I think that's just I feel like every football fan thinks their club are just woeful at defending set pieces.
Can I ask you a question, Jack? Do you think yous are good at taking corners?
Nobody thinks
their team's good at taking corners. It's fine. Just checking.
No. Do you beat the first man? I mean, that's so basic, isn't it? We've played football together, and everyone in the squads that we've played with has the ability to beat the first man. I think it's an issue for Norwich City set pieces. Just ping balls into Van Dijk and you'll probably have some kind of hope.
You might touch lucky and he doesn't start yet, mate. So your fingers.
Oh, really?
You guys, okay. For us. Well, not 100% yet. Ned says, do Norwich still play You're the Voice by John Farnham before home games?
I don't know. Now, this is an exclusive. I believe the pre-match playlist has a fresh look for the new season. So you might hear some... What's the in music at the moment? Dua Lipa? Maybe something like that?
Yeah, good, brilliant, Jack. I love the fact that you are significantly younger than me and you should very much have your finger on the pulse for this. But yeah, you've always been an old soul. Here we go. Liam Benton actually with the super chat here says, with fans being allowed back in stadiums, which away games are you gents looking forward to attending live?
Do you want to go first?
I've got a major soft spot for Villa Park. I just think it's a beautiful stadium. Something about it. But yeah, I don't know. I've never been to Carrow Road, and unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be another 2 years potentially before I get the chance again because I'm not going this weekend. No, I'm on the rest. What about yourself? Anything you'll drag yourself out for?
I would have said Brentford before they moved stadium because their old place, the standing terraces, there was a pub on every corner. That was an absolute cracker of an away day. I'm like you. I really do enjoy the older stadiums. I know your audience won't like this, but Goodison Park's always been good to us over the years. Anfield's always
great.
That
away end is horrendous, though. It is genuinely the worst.
It's beautifully horrendous. You know, it's kind of on Crystal Palace levels where it's so old and shit that there's something quite, you know, antique feeling about it. They're always nice. Yeah,
they're the two worst views I've ever had. I mean, with the exception of Newcastle, which is a bad view because it's 7,000 miles in the air. But like Crystal Palace, if you are mid-tier in the away end there, you literally can't see the far side of the pitch. And Everton, you've got it's pillars. Pillars galore. No, that's a good shout. No, I get that. There's a real feel of history. There's a lot of people sweat in the floors of Goodison Park. I'll say that. If not, right, sound. I mean, what are your thoughts? What are your feelings? Any predictions? Any hopes, dreams for the game at the weekend?
I just hope, you know, the fact that it's on, you know, Saturday, 5:30 against a club the stature of Liverpool, I hope we don't disgrace ourselves because the first game of the season is always incredibly, you know, overhyped in terms of whatever you do on the first game. I think people then just have that expectation for the rest of the season. People are very tuned in at the start. So if we go on and beat you, people will be expecting, well, Norwich are back and they're, you know, like they're never before, top 10 finish. Realistically, that's not going to happen. I'd like to see, and I know this is boring, a relatively low scoring game. I've had enough of 5-4s. I've had enough of Liverpool players' hat tricks. I took almost joy from when you only beat us 1-0 at Carrow Road last time. I think it was Mane that scored because it didn't have the complete air of just, you know, ridiculousness about it. Give me a boring 0-0 and Paul, I will be smiling all week long.
Okay, sad. Yeah, I don't think the Liverpool fans would echo that sentiment, but, you know, understandable. Just last year, actually, I think this is an interesting question. Orlando Moulton says, which Norwich player should I put in my fantasy team? But I'm actually going to alter that slightly. Which Norwich players, because we all do it, who are the three Norwich players that you've got in your fantasy team?
Max Aarons, because I think as well as we'll be slightly more defensively sound, he's got an ability to get assists. So Max Aarons, apparently we need to pronounce it Aarons now. He's changed the way he pronounces his name. So Max Aarons. Milo Rashica is incredibly unknown, but for that exact reason, that brings me joy. So I think he's got the ability to score goals this season and pick up assists. And then I think Billy Gilmore, he's just... In terms of quality for Norwich City, he's far and above our best player now. So Gilmore will go in there. And I assume, I'm not a massive fantasy player, but I assume they'll all be relatively cheap as well.
Brilliant. There you go. Straight from the horse's mouth of the man who knows, Jack Reeve from Talk Norwich City. Best of luck for this season, mate. Obviously, starting from Sunday onwards. we very much would love it again if you could absolutely smack City about that. Would be great. If you want to check out more from Jack, do check out the Talk Norwich City channel. The guy has been doing some phenomenal stuff over the last season, keeping things going. Are the captain's hats coming back this year?
No, I think they're going to sort of retire to a draw somewhere. They've had their time. that you don't get the kind of piss ripped out of you if you're winning while you're wearing them. If we were to wear them against you and we get beat 5-0, we wouldn't last on the internet. So no, they've been retired. HMS Piss the League has sailed, it's docked, and we're ready for HMS Europa League now.
why not indeed. Thank you so much, Jeff, for taking the time. Thanks everyone at home for watching and for commenting as well. I will be over on the Talk Norwich channel this week as well, if you want to get some more over there. And if you want more insights into how Norwich are doing, we talked a little bit of how the Championship went last season, a bit more how the club's structured and what have you, then get the Insights Extra show, which is streaming on the redmentv.com. we hope to see it over there.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.